This is Extraordinary, Episode 2, Dreams. Welcome. This is Extraordinary, brought to you by the American Business Institute of Success and Prosperity. I'm your host, Darren Ray. Last time, we talked about the seven different aspects that constitute our lives, and you're given the opportunity to evaluate those aspects for yourself with the ABI Personal Assessment, which is always available at abisuccess.com. Those of you who partook of that opportunity probably discovered a couple of things. One, you probably recognized deficiencies in some areas or aspects of your lives. The second is, whether you knew it or not, as you were scoring between 1 and 10, with 10 being your ideal, 10 indicates your vision of what that element of your life or that aspect of your life should look like. Carl Jung once said, "Until you make the unconscious conscious, it will direct your life and you will call it fate." The purpose for that exercise, that assessment, is to do just that, to make the unconscious conscious. In this case, your ideal for each of those seven categories. To bring those things to the surface, to bring that vision to the surface, that dream, that idea. Recall last time I gave you the key to success, which is a dream, a scheme, and a team. Today, we're going to talk more about that dream. Now, first, we need to clarify, because there are lots of ways people interpret words in our culture. Dream, for instance, it may mean different things. There was the phrase, "Dreamer, you're nothing but a dreamer," by Supertramp. Or, "Get your head out of the clouds. Get your feet on the ground. Get back to reality." We hear those kinds of things when we talk about dreams. I think it's important that we distinguish the difference between dreams as we're talking about them, or dream, and fantasy. Fantasy is where somebody may be lost in a daydream, or they let their minds wander to distractions. The idea of fantasy is delusions, imaginations that you never really intend to act on. What we're talking about is the difference between dream and fantasy is the same difference as the difference between desire and distraction. Let's be clear on that. The dream that we're talking about is a desire, as opposed to the fantasy, which is a distraction. In other words, dreams are, according to Jim Rohn, our long-range goals. We're talking about the kind of dream like Mitch Leigh's song in The Man from La Mancha, "To dream the impossible dream." So we have examples. Edison dreamed of a light bulb. He held a vision of a world lit safely by electricity rather than open flames. And Martin Luther King had the best example of what we're talking about here today in his famous "I Have a Dream" speech. Here's a clip.
So even though we face the difficulties of today and tomorrow, I still have a dream. Yeah. It is a dream deeply rooted in the American dream. I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal.
As Martin Luther King demonstrated, the similarity between the dream that we're talking about can also be called vision. It's a way to see the future. The definition of vision is the ability to think about or plan the future with imagination or wisdom. We can also call that foresight. So dream, vision, foresight, we're all using synonymously in this instance. As for vision, Solomon, known historically as one of the wisest men ever, said, "For lack of vision, people lose restraint," or as translated, "Where there is no vision, the people perish." Why would that be? If vision is the ability to think about or plan the future with imagination or wisdom, what would lack of vision result in? Would result in, perhaps, apathy, chaos, indifference, uncertainty, wandering, aimlessness. In other words, without vision, we're carried about by every titillation like a feather in the wind, until one day we wake up, or in other words, come to ourselves and wonder, how did I get here? Too often, time has passed, and we have little or nothing to show for it. Remember, in life there is no stasis, only growth or decay. Which direction we're moving depends upon which way we're facing. So consider which way you're facing in your whole life or in these different aspects and elements of your life. Are you facing away from or toward your objectives? Away from or toward your intentions, your ideals? I love the phrase I learned from a South African friend. They use a measure of distance called a farsee. It means go as far as you can see. Consider that once you go as far as you can now see farther. So they would say one or two or three farsees is a distance. But in order to travel to that distance, you have to be pointing in the right direction. If you start from any point and go a farsee in any direction, you're going to end up in a very different place. My challenge for you today is to write down your ideal in all seven of those categories, all seven of those aspects of life. Put it on paper. There's magic in writing things down. What is your ideal for your family relationships today? What is your ideal for your mental and intellectual status today? What is your ideal for your vocation today? Describe it. The more descriptive, the clearer the picture, the more powerful it can be. In certain circles, they call this process visioneering. It's central to the way Walt Disney operates. Visioneering is a skill to be practiced and learned. There is another tendency of human nature of which you should be aware, and that is what is called the crab theory or crab mentality. Now, the story is anecdotal, but it goes like this. If you're to put a bunch of crabs in a bucket with an open top, and a crab tries to climb out, the other crabs will pull it back in, thus ensuring the fate of the entire group. Now, this is also formally known as relative deprivation theory or zero-sum basis theory, and it's an endeavor to explain that phenomenon that when individuals who achieve notable success, they often find themselves targeted or criticized, reflecting a social preference for equality over individual distinction. Beware of those things, and don't let them distract you. If necessary, keep these things private, until there's someone you can trust with whom to share them. And we'll talk about sharing as part of the team. It's often helpful to say things aloud. I work best that way. If I say things aloud, I process and can work through and clarify, enhance, and broaden my thoughts. Others may do so better in writing. But at the end of the day, it needs to be written down. The process of writing activates the frontal cortex, the part of the brain that does the deliberate, intentional thinking. So write down these dreams. Jim Rohn said, decide what you want and write it down. That's the formula for your dream. Decide what you want and write it down. And your dream is that vision. I'm going to leave you today with one of my favorite songs, which I've already mentioned. Dream the Impossible Dream, performed by Roger Whittaker.
To dream the impossible dream, to fight the unbeatable foe, to bear with unbearable sorrow, to run where the brave dare not go, to right the unrightable wrong, to love your unchaste from afar, to try when your arms are too weary, to reach the unreachable star. This is my quest, to follow that star. No matter how hopeless, no matter how far, to fight for the right without question or pause, to be willing to march into hell for a heavenly cause. And I know if I'll only be true to this glorious quest, that my heart will lie peaceful and calm when I'm laid to my rest, and the world will be better for this. That one man, scorned and covered with scars, once strove with his last ounce of courage to reach the unreachable star.
Thank you so much for listening today. If you're enjoying this podcast, please follow us on social media. Subscribe, like, comment, or share. This has been Extraordinary by ABI, and I'm your host, Aaron Ray.